Appendix A, Training Management, Training Proficiency, and Training Management Systems. Appendix A provides an overview of training proficiency and proficiency ratings, Army training management systems, and the web links to the current training management sites. Training proficiency and proficiency ratings. Soldiers and units train to achieve the standard on individual and collective tasks. Training proficiency measures how well a unit or individual performs those tasks against a known and approved standard. The same individual and collective standards are for evaluating soldiers and units. Soldiers trained to accomplish individual tasks to standard perform better and demonstrate higher collective performance. Units that demonstrate a higher level of individual task proficiency enable the team to perform complex tasks to greater efficiency. Individual training proficiency. Military occupational specialty tasks at the corresponding skill level provide one measurement of soldier training proficiency. Soldier skill sets and their ability to perform warrior, common tasks, and battle drills are additional measurements. Individual weapons qualifications are a third measurement, helping leaders assess soldier training proficiency. Individual task proficiency receives a rating of either go or no-go. The training and evaluation outlines, T and EOs, list individual task standards. T and EOs are available on the Army Training Network, ATN, website, and other proponent publications. Trainers and evaluators assign individual task proficiency ratings based on observed performance of individual tasks utilizing the T and EO as the training standard. Skilled and proficient soldiers set the conditions necessary for units to perform complex tasks. Complex tasks are typically a collective of individual tasks. The individual T and EOs establish the foundation for complex task achievement. The individual tasks contribute to the primary and supporting mission essential tasks. Collective training proficiency. Performance of mission essential tasks, battle tasks, and other collective tasks is a measurement of unit-level training. Soldiers operating crew-served and platform weapon systems, while performing unit collective tasks, enable assessment of the individual proficiencies. Abrams, Bradley, and Paladin crew drills require crew members to complete individual tasks necessary for the correct employment and operation of the weapons platform. These individual tasks conducted sequentially enable the weapon platform to operate correctly, efficiently, and safely. Simultaneously, qualification on crew-served weapons, special-purpose weapons, and crew platforms are required to achieve higher echelon collective training requirements. Examples of this are certification in higher gunnery tables or collective training like combined arms live fire exercises. Mission essential task, MET. METs are the primary collective tasks linked to unit capabilities or an assigned mission at the company level and higher echelons. A MET is a collective task on which an organization trains to be proficient and is essential for mission accomplishment. The unit design capabilities and mission determine the standard MET. Mission Essential Task List, METL. Unit METs are part of a list. A list of unit METs is a Mission Essential Task List, METL. A METL is a tailored group of METs focused on required collective tasks. Units train to METL. The METL is the document that guides unit training. The lowest level for a formal METL is at the company level. Headquarters, Department of the Army, HQDA, Standard Mission Essential Task List. A unit without an assigned mission by HQDA, a combatant command, or Army Operations Command headquarters, for example, United States Army Pacific, trains to its HQDA standard medal. These standard medals represent the collective tasks that directly align with the unit's designed capabilities. HQDA standard medals are for training readiness purposes. Weapon system proficiency. Appropriate doctrinal references determine weapon system qualification standards, individual crew served and platform. Training circulars, TCs, field manuals, FMs, and proponent Center of Excellence publications specify qualification standards. The qualification standards are on the Army Publishing Directorate, APD, website. at https://armypubs.army.mil/. For additional information, go to TC3-20.0, Integrated Weapons Training Strategy, IWTS, 18 June 2019. Collective Task Proficiency Ratings. Collective task standards are also in T&EOs, available on the ATN website and in other proponent publications. Record performance results on the T&EO for the commander. Collective Live Fire Task Proficiency. Live Fire Task Proficiency standards are on the T&EO under the task standards. The commander, two echelons above the evaluated unit, selects the collective tasks to assess as part of the live fire proficiency evaluation. Battle tasks. Platoon and lower echelons do not have METs or a medal. A battle task is a collective task on which elements up to a platoon level train and directly support a company MET. A battle task is a platoon or lower echelon collective task that is crucial to accomplish a company, battery, or troop mission essential task. A battle task can include supporting collective tasks. The company commander approves battle tasks. The platoon leader and the platoon sergeant use the company METs and medal to conduct a mission analysis to determine the appropriate platoon battle task that best supports the company METs. Collective Proficiency Measurement. Army collective task proficiency measurements include advanced task proficiency, basic task proficiency, and inability to perform the task. Unit training readiness ties directly to the commander's assessment of reportable proficiencies as specified by Army Regulation AR-220-1, Army Unit Status Reporting and Force Registration Consolidated Policies, 15 April 2010. Evaluate task proficiency with the evaluator and assess by the commander. Commanders refer to evaluator-completed T&EOs and other sources of feedback to make an objective assessment of the unit's ability to perform tasks to the standard. Collective Proficiency Ratings. T. Trained equals advanced task proficiency. A unit rates as trained if rated at a T proficiency rating. Attainment of task proficiency to the Army's standard means the unit is free of any significant shortcomings. Collective unit T ratings result from external evaluations. The external evaluations of the tasks performed must meet the requirements outlined in the T&EO per the Task Evaluation Criteria Matrix for a T rating. P, practiced, equals basic task proficiency. A unit rates as practiced if rated a P proficiency rating. The unit has attained basic task proficiency with shortcomings. The unit's shortcomings may require significant training to meet the Army standard. There is no external evaluation of tasks to achieve a P, but the unit meets the remaining requirements outlined in the T&EO, per the Objective Task Evaluation Criteria Matrix. U, untrained, equals cannot perform the task. A U proficiency rating means a unit is untrained. The unit cannot perform the task and requires complete training on the task to achieve the Army standard. Training Management Systems. The Army has training management systems established to assist company commanders, first sergeants, training officers, platoon leaders, and sergeants, and NCOs. These systems are continuously evolving and are interactive. Accessing many of these systems requires a common access card, CAC, for the various training management systems. Successful company leaders explore training management systems before assuming senior company positions. Access to some training systems requires an individual to receive approval from a battalion or brigade training authority because of actual standardized metal on the system associated with readiness. Future company commanders engage the operations training section to gain access and utilize training programs embedded in various training systems. The more company leaders learn and understand these systems, the easier it is for them to quickly harness and leverage these systems to train the formation. The Army Training Management System. The Army Training Management System, ATMS, is the current Army Enterprise Level program. ATMS automates management and recording of individual and unit training. ATMS consists of the web-based applications and centralized databases of the Army Training Network, ATN. The Combined Arms Training Strategy, CATS, and the Digital Training Management System, DTMS. The Army ATMS suite of applications automates routine command, unit, institutional, and individual training and processes. The suite of training management systems directly supports Army training doctrine. The Army Training Network. The ATN portal enables the user access to Doctrine and Unit Training Management, UTM, along with training enablers such as the DTMS, CATS, and HQDA standardized medals. The ATN also provides a small unit leader tool, a digital job book, individual and collective tasks, platoon tasks, and platoon T&EOs. These links are on the ATN splash page. The ATN also provides training resources such as training products, videos, collaboration sites, etc. The overview is located on the upper right-hand side under UTM Lessons, titled as UTM Mobile Training Team FM70 Training, 14 June 2021, Master Slide Deck, for additional information on the UTM process. Digital Training Management System. DTMS is the Army's system of record for training. DTMS captures planned and completed training from the individual soldier to the unit level. As a result, DTMS provides leaders with a comprehensive view of the current unit training status at all echelons. In addition, DTMS allows users to develop, record, and modify training strategies. DTMS enables leaders to assess and record training. The DTMS reports training automatically to the Net Unit Status Report. Department of the Army mandatory inputs into DTMS are the medal assessment. The medal assessment goes to Net Unit Status Report via the Defense Readiness Reporting System, Army. Training information captured includes weapons qualification, individual, crew served, and platform, collective live fire echelon gate exercises, individual training records, the Army physical fitness test, and soldier height weight information. The DTMS Manager's Course is also available at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Combined Arms Training Strategy. The Combined Arms Training Strategy, CATS, planning tool enables leaders to synchronize vital information and data necessary to develop a comprehensive training plan that leaders can synchronize with readiness requirements. The CATS planning tool uses three primary sources of information to help the company command team develop a tailored unit training plan, UTP, within their training cycle date ranges. These sources include doctrine, collective tasks, and T&EO data, mission, function, capability, personnel, and equipment. The sources integrate into the development of the training plan for the commander. The sources are modifiable to reflect the commander's dialogues, changing environments, and ongoing assessments. The tool uses this data to reveal all the collective tasks and training events, including frequency and duration, necessary to train a unit to perform its selected mission, capabilities, and functions. The result is a modifiable UTP to reflect command team feedback, changing environments, and ongoing assessments. Additional resources for trainers. Additional resources for trainers to leverage and integrate into training include the Central Army Registry, CAR, is a web-based digital catalog and repository. The CAR can serve the warfighter as a one-stop source for training-related products. Products available on the CAR include Doctrine, Published Tasks, TCs, Training Support Packages, TSPs, and Graphic Training Aids, GTAs. The CAR is available at https://atiam.train.army.mil/catalog/dashboard. The Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, CAD, is responsible for developing and publishing doctrine on the APD site. CAD is the Army's one source for the most timely and relevant doctrine. CAD ensures that the doctrine is current, relevant, and clearly written. The APD is the Army's centralized departmental publishing organization supporting readiness. APD manages and authenticates along with indexing, sustainment, and procurement for printing. Additionally, APD distributes publications, forms, and digital media. The APD provides ADPs, FMs, TCs, technical manuals, TMs, and GTAs, to name a few products. These products are in digital formatting and available for download directly from the APD site. The Center for Army Lessons Learned, CALL, is the Army's source for adaptive learning based on lessons and best practices from the Army. CALL publishes handbooks, newsletters, and other products. CALL has a restricted site that requires a CAC card to access. Previous CALL publications are available for download directly from the site. The Training and Evaluation Outline. The TNDO is the Army's source for individual and collective task training standards. The Training and Evaluation Outline is a summary document that provides performance and proficiency standards for individual and collective tasks. The TNDO consists of the major procedures units and individuals must accomplish to perform a task to standard. A collective task TNDO also describes the unit performance requirements under the training environment conditions. The TNDO document is a powerful training document that focuses training on the critical tasks supporting battle task-focused training requirements. The Responsible Center of Excellence, COE, proponent, develops, approves, and publishes the TNDOs. The TNDO reduces any potential confusion about the tasks and proficiency standards required for individual and collective training. The TNDO provides commanders, leaders, and NCOs the tasks and task accomplishment standards necessary to enhance training proficiency. The TNDO establishes the task, conditions, and standards essential for leaders in assessing individual and unit readiness. FM70, Training, 14 June 2021, has a dedicated appendix, Appendix D, Training and Evaluation Outlines, to the TNDO. For details of each subcomponent of the TNDO, go to the ATN. Training events provide the opportunity for soldiers and formations to develop, improve, and enhance their knowledge and skills at the individual and collective level. Leaders strive to achieve the Army standard for tasks trained on during every training opportunity. During training events, leaders and evaluators use the TNDO to measure observed task proficiency. Completed TNDOs form the backbone of feedback for company commanders and first sergeants. Company leadership can review TNDO assessments at weekly training meetings. The TNDOs provide the commander with the necessary objective evaluations to assess unit training proficiency and ultimately assess training readiness. TNDOs have three primary purposes, which are the following. Trainers use TNDOs to prepare and practice task execution. In addition, TNDOs helps to educate and familiarize soldiers with requirements and standards. Evaluators use TNDOs to observe and evaluate task performance. Commanders use TNDOs to help assess collective task proficiency as part of the feedback. Leaders who invest their time reading, learning, and understanding TNDOs are better prepared to plan, execute, and assess training. Leaders should explore one of the official repositories to access currently approved TNDOs. The TNDOs are for use in training operations. Below are the various repositories with access to TNDOs. A CAC is required to access these repositories. ATN, DTMS, CATS, CAR.